Today, a Boston jury will hear the closing arguments in the case against Johar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev could face the death penalty for his role in the deadly attack that killed four people 2 years ago. For more, I'm joined now by reporter Bill Marcus in Boston. Bill, what's expected to happen today?
Marcia, today we're going to have closing arguments, and then the judge is going to give the jury instructions on the law. The instructions are going to be complicated because of the number of the counts. There's 30 counts in all, 17 of which carried the death penalty. And if Johar Tsarnaev is convicted on any of those 17 counts which carry the death penalty, the jury will then go into a second phase, the death penalty phase, which is how death penalties have worked in the United States since the Supreme Court created this new form of death penalty sentence in 1976.
So what are likely the key points in the jury deliberation?
All they have to decide is, did Johar Tsarnaev commit any of the 30 acts that he is accused of beyond a reasonable doubt? Did the government make its case beyond a reasonable doubt?
How long could this take?
Oh, my God. I've spoken over the weekend to a professor from Harvard and a former federal judge, and both of them cautioned me not ever to try to figure out what a jury is going to do. But I did make a bet with the professor. I said Wednesday. He said Thursday, because the defense for Johar Tsarnaev in their opening arguments admitted that he did this. Wednesday was my guess. The professor picked Thursday so he'd be on the outside of the pool, probably sometime this week.
All right. Thank you so very much for your update.
Thank you very much, Marcia. A pleasure.